Hey, babe, I pulled up the McAllister's Deli app. What are you thinking? Good call. McAllister's Club might hit the spot. Oh, yeah. Chicken tortilla soup. Forgot about that. Oh, Savannah chopped salad. Well, now I'm stuck. What are we going to do?
How about we just do choose two? Mix and match our favorite items.
I do like the sound of that.
With so much variety at McAllister's, choose two might just be for you. McAllister's Deli. Click on the banner to learn more.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Spectrum Business knows that small business owners put in the work. It's unlimited hours, unlimited effort, and unlimited passion, all to unlock the unlimited potential of your business. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and an unlimited mobile line, all only $49.99 a month. Learn how Spectrum Business can connect your business to unlimited possibilities at spectrum.com/business. It's your business made limitless. That's life, unlimited. That's Spectrum Business. Restrictions apply. Offer not available in all areas.
Hey everybody, Senior Radio Buffalo is proud to present National Fitness Hall of Fame inductee and Western New York's senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness, and before I start the show today, I'd just like to say that I was honestly honored and truly humbled to be inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. So I'm definitely not a movie critic. However, today I'd like to talk about a motion picture that many of you have probably seen. It's called The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And it's about a person who actually ages in reverse. And we're going to talk about age reversal coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for this afternoon a thick cloud cover, breezy and colder conditions. We could see a couple of snow flurries in the area. Bitter cold temperatures with a high of 19. For tonight, partly cloudy skies and frigid with a low of 7. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy and bitterly cold with a high of 17. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies and cold with a low of 10. On Monday, not as cold with some sun and turning cloudy with a little accumulation of snow in the afternoon later on, high 32. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
Right now, we are at that high of 19 degrees in Buffalo.
This program has been pre-recorded.
The following program is paid for by Senior Radio. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Senior Radio or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Radio 930 WBEN or Odyssey.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hi, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Happy holidays, everyone. Whether you're busy today, you're wrapping, maybe we're keeping you company while you're organizing all the gifts for this year. I have a little fun fact for you, and then we're going to get started, okay? In Stockholm, Sweden, this is so funny, it's the only world capital where hot air balloons are not allowed to fly. Don't ask me why, but it's just one of those crazy fun facts. In Stockholm, Sweden, you will not see hot air balloons up in the air. It's the only world capital where hot air balloons are not allowed to fly. So if you're ever going to Sweden, go ask them why. But as we started out saying at the top of this show is that winter is here. We're getting everything organized for the holidays. Do you know someone who would be the perfect candidate for SAS shoes? Well, let me tell you, if that's true, not only do they have a great selection right now, but gift cards, oh my goodness, you could get them there with a gift card because a gift card fits everybody, right? Hey, Aaron Tolman is standing by. He's the proprietor of SAS Shoes right there on Main and Transit. Hi, Aaron. Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays to you, Linda.
Thank you very much. I know you were super busy in November. People heard the word about, hey, winter is coming. Make sure your footwear is adequate. And they've been coming in ever since. And it's nice to know you still have those new Next Grip winter boots that literally will flip down a grip so you do not slip on the ice. I think that's incredible.
Yes, this is our third winter season carrying the Next Grip winter boot line and having that feature of that retractable ice cleat in the heel of the boot to just be able to flip that down when the conditions call for it. It just makes for much better, safer winter walking throughout the season for, you know, any outdoor activities.
You know, Aaron, I'm sure that a lot of people who are listening this morning have probably made the same mistake I did in that you go to the big box stores and you buy yourself a pair of winter boots, and then you take them outside and you realize the soles are completely inadequate for winter. It's almost like what they consider a rubber sole is almost plastic. And boy, once that thing gets wet, it is slick as all get out trying to maneuver in ice and snow. You don't have that problem at SAS because those new Next Grip winter boots are the real thing. And that's what we need at this time of year.
Yeah, that's right. Having the proper footwear and for the conditions is definitely important. You hear people slipping and falling all the time. And we do it one time and then, you know, you're always extra cautious about it happening again. And having proper footwear on your feet, that's the most important thing.
So, folks, if you would love to get, one, let's say, a pair of these boots for someone that you know, but you don't know their size, hey, go on in and get a gift card. A gift card fits everybody, right? Right, Aaron?
That's right. You know, sometimes there's always those certain relatives or family members that are hard to shop for. And, you know, finding a gift card for them and coming to SAS Shoes and Route 5, it's kind of perfect. They can always find something. Whether it's winter boots or, you know, shoes, sneakers, sandals, you know, we've got a great selection and a wide variety of styles and brands. They can always find something here.
And I want to remind everybody how great the SAS experience is. You might experience the electronic scanner. That's where you stand on. And it will record how your feet holds your weight and the shape of your feet. This is an immeasurable help for your folks there, Aaron, who are fitting you correctly for shoes, sizes, and widths. If the last time you literally got fitted for a shoe was when you were maybe 9, you're going to learn a lot about your feet and how you hold your weight. And this might be why incorrect shoes are the reason why people develop some foot problems later in life.
That's right. And, you know, when you come into our stores, you know, you're going to be greeted, you're going to be measured and fitted and actually helped out. It's not a self-service shoe store like the big box stores are. So we're going to actually try and help you find, you know, the best proper footwear for your feet, whether you have a wide width, narrow foot, a real small foot, we have men's sizes up to 16, 17, women's up to 12 and 13. So we just have such a wide variety of styles and sizes to fit most every foot.
That's right. We want to remind people at SAS, we're not talking about orthopedic shoes, but orthotics and well-made footwear. And that footwear is made here in the U.S. and Canada and over in Europe. We're talking about some good leather shoes, leather that can be manipulated if you have a bunion, let's say, or the shoe needs to have an orthotic, or the sole of the shoe needs to come out to replace it with that orthotic. I mean, the choices are endless what you can do. But the bottom line is if you're not doing any of these things and you're suffering with bad feet and blaming your feet for not going away on vacation or not walking more and not getting your exercise, you really owe it to yourself as we get close to the holidays and into the new year to treat yourself to a trip to SAS and let these folks help you get the footwear you need so you can enjoy this period of your life.
That's right. You know, with everything getting back open up again, we're getting a lot of customers in that are traveling, like you said, to Europe or wherever it might be throughout the country here in the U.S. But having good, comfortable shoes for, you know, whether it's the day excursion type of things, and, you know, just having good footwear on your feet can make all the difference in making that experience more enjoyable. And just having a great trip all around.
Oh, yeah. SAS shoes, you know where they are. You see them right there. If you're heading north, they're on the corner of Main and Transit, and you'll see them right there on the corner. And then right on the main side, the Main Street side, you will see Route 5 Boots. And you'll also get the same kind of great service and selection there at Route 5 Boots. We're talking about shoes for women, shoes for men, socks, purses, sandals, sneakers. Even if you're still looking for footwear to go away on holiday, they will still have sandals at this time of year. Tough to find in the big box stores. And you're not going to pay any more than you would pay in the big box store, too, for getting great customer service and getting a great shoe or boot. And let's talk about using those SAS and FAS cards, too, before they run out at this time of year. Right, Aaron?
That's right. Yeah, the HSA and FSA cards, we accept those for footwear and orthotic purchases here at both stores. So some of those dollars expire at the end of the year. So if you need to use that up, no better way to do that than a good pair of shoes and orthotics for a little more comfort.
And we want to remind people, if you're like me, give yourself more time to shop. The SAS aisles will amaze you how many they actually have in that store. You're going to be you're going to find not one pair, but maybe two or three pairs that you're going to say, these are going to get me through. This is going to be great. But a lot of times we're just simply not paying enough attention to how our feet have changed in this life. And we're still trying to jam them into shoes that were cut for like an 18-year-old. Listen, folks, do yourself a favor and get over there to SAS. Their staff will amaze you on how knowledgeable they are. And your feet will amaze you, too. You put your foot in the right shoe, you'll be amazed how your feet will thank you. They'll actually talk to you and say, hey, we're not hurting anymore. And bring on that vacation. We can do it. Their shoes are beautiful. They're stylish. They're well-made. They're shoes that are quality shoes, good enough where you can have them repaired. Remember the old shoemaker? They still make those. Yes, we still have shoe repair people. And you still have shoes that can take a new sole because they're so well-made. At SAS, this might be your answer. We're just so used to walking into, like I say, the big box stores and seeing shoes that are glued together. That's just not the case over at SAS. You're going to find some really well-made, wonderful shoes that are going to they're going to work for you like our poor feet have all these years. Now, SAS shoes, if you're traveling right now, they're right there in Main and Transit. And Aaron, you're open Monday through Saturday. What are your hours?
Yes, Mondays and Fridays we're open 10 to 5, and then Tuesday through Thursday 10 to 6, and Saturdays 10 to 4.
And again, if you're looking for accessories to go with those shoes, hey, they've got purses and wallets and socks for left foot and right foot too. But a lot of times, you know, we just kind of blow those things off and say, oh, well, I'm looking for a gift for someone, but I'm not quite sure what to get. And yet, that person who you're buying for has been complaining about their feet for years. Like I said, you cannot go wrong with a gift card from SAS. Winter is here, folks. The snow is here. You're already realizing, I don't have the footwear I need to get out and manage in this snow. I want to get out. We're getting snow melt. We're getting water. We're getting, you know, snow. We're getting ice. We're getting black ice. You really, really want to be careful at this time of year and not take a tumble just going to check the mail or to pick up the newspaper. You need to have the correct shoes on your feet. And luckily, we have an SAS that's right here at Main and Transit in Williamsville, and they'll be so happy to be able to give you the time to sit and work with you. You may end up, how many times, Aaron, do you fit people and they end up with a totally different size and a width of the shoe than they have been wearing previously?
It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times, as soon as they sit down, I'll say, what size have you typically been taking? They'll tell me, and then, you know, have them stand up on the measuring device, and, you know, it's a half a size, the size, sometimes a size and a half larger than, you know, what they think they've been wearing.
Exactly.
So it happens all the time.
Exactly. And the width is important, too. Remember, we've been carrying ourselves on these feet, for our whole life, 50, 60, 70 years plus, okay? Our feet are talking to us all the time about what they need to keep that going. We want to keep our feet in great shape because we want to have an active life at this point. You want to play pickleball? They got the sneakers for you. Yeah, it makes a difference. I'm telling you, winter is here, but SAS is ready for you. Remember, they've got gift cards. They've got that Next Grip winter boots that you definitely have to go and check out. And by all means, use those SHA and FSA cards before the end of the year. Those Next Grip winter boots are awesome, and they're easy to get on and off. Right, Aaron?
That's right. Most of them have side zippers or Velcro closures, so easy on, easy off. And you're ready to go right out the door and into those that winter climate.
Oh, yeah. That's Aaron Tallman, everybody. Him and his wonderful staff, they will greet you. They will spend time with you. And believe me, you will leave that store smiling. So many other stores, you go in, you kind of like, you grimace through the whole thing. And you're like, I know this isn't going to work. Or I have a wedding in a month. What am I going to do? I don't want to wear a long dress. I want to wear something that's going to be comfortable. A shoe that I'm going to be proud to show off. They've got those. They've got those at SAS. They've got beautiful wedges. They've got gorgeous evening shoes. They've got great shoes for guys. And not to mention over at Route 5 Boots, they've got anything you could possibly think of. So it's SAS, folks, for the holidays. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and that's Aaron Tallman. Go out and see them today. And remember, you heard them on Senior Radio Buffalo. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do, we'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Ho, 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 everyone. It's the holidays. Yep, we're a couple days past Christmas, but that's okay. We've got New Year's. We have already celebrated Hanukkah. Of course, we've got Kwanzaa. There's a lot of holidays at this time of year worldwide. It's interesting. But here's something that we like to save for the holidays for a lot of us. We like to eat really special things. Well, lobster, by the way, was once, get this, the diet of the homeless, slaves, and prisoners. Yeah, lobster only started to be seen as a delicacy after World War II because people thought, oh, you just grab it out of the ocean. It's a bottom feeder, this and that. So back then, back in the day, we got lobster again tonight. as a prisoner. Can you imagine? So, my goodness, how things have changed. But I hope you had an opportunity to have lobster and enjoy it as we're starting to look down into a beginning of a new year and listening to Senior Radio at noontime rather than at 11 o'clock. We're excited about that. I'm Linda Pellegrino. And for everyone who made sure they head over to Clarity Group to make sure that the new year will be filled with really, really good information about the plan that you chose with education because of these great people, there's always something to know. There's something new to expect as the calendar changes. Well, Brian Wirth is back with us. We've got Karen Olson back with us from Clarity Group. And folks, I know you've been so busy with so many new clients because people listen to us and they said, I need help with this. You folks know what you're doing. I feel better going into the new year. And thank you on behalf of all the Western New Yorkers who are trusting you folks.
For sure. You know, we say it's been a crazy annual enrollment period, right? But now everybody's kind of getting in tune with what they have for their new plan, which will begin January 1st. But that's not the end of what we do. I mean, we're at the precipice of baby boomers aging into Medicare. Mm-hmm. 14,000 a day here in the country.
Amazing.
You know, and so we're right on the top of that that apex there, right? So a lot of things going on, but there's some certain preparations that we'd like to tell our clients. And even if you're not our client, we want to give you that good information. Mm-hmm. If you did choose a new plan or you decided to stick with your current plan, you know, you're certainly at liberty to do that. But you're going to be getting all your plan information. And a lot of folks, you should have probably gotten your membership ID by now. If not, sometimes there's a few stragglers there with the different carriers. Things can happen. But you want to make sure that you're doing your liberty here and showing your doctors that new card, right? Letting them know that, hey, either I have new insurance or just, you know, re-up that insurance that you have and let them know that I still have the same plan. Let your pharmacist know the same. And then there's going to be all kinds of different ancillary type benefits, those extra benefits, in addition to original Medicare if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan. Those are things like dental, vision, hearing. You want to learn how to use those benefits. Mm-hmm. You know, Karen, do you want to talk a little bit about using some of the ancillaries and what they should expect?
Yeah. So many of the plans have switched their fitness benefit. So it's with a company called FitOn, and it's an interesting concept. It gives you access to not only local gyms, national gyms, but also yoga studios and Pilates studios. So you should have gotten the client or the member should have gotten information in the mail. Read it carefully. There may be a phone number to call to get your account going, and you do have a fitness benefit with your plan.
Sounds like you're talking about New Year's resolutions to me.
Yes, yeah. New Year's resolutions. Let's use it. Let's sign up for it and use it, because your plan most likely has always offered you a fitness benefit. This is just another program to get enrolled in. If you need help with it, just give us a call and we'll be able to help you through it.
You know, this is a bad fact. This is not a positive thing, but 40% of the U.S. population is obese. That's terrible. 40%. A generation ago, this was not a problem. Mm-hmm. But today, with processed foods and the way we eat and our schedules, especially with young people, but 40%. Now, folks, if we're over 65, it's imperative that we're taking care of our body. Because as we know, our body's already lived 65 years, okay? Wear and tear on a body. We don't want to put any more stress on our hearts, our lungs, our brains, our blood vessels. Make that a good, you know, New Year's resolution for you to really get healthy, for whatever that means to you.
And Linda, the carriers have adjusted to that as well.
They
know, the insurance companies, they've come out with new plans for 2025 that really cater to helping folks maybe get over that hurdle of different, what we would call chronic illnesses, maybe diabetic or, heart failure, pulmonary, cardiovascular. There's different plans that cater to those things and kind of buy down the medications at a cheaper cost and give you a lot of extra benefits to kind of help you towards a better health outcome.
Yeah. I mean, I think for New Year's resolution, we are going to live as long as we can just to give it back to the government.
Yeah. Yep. And at Clarity Group, you know, we say it's never too late to take that consideration as an option, right? Because we do have that ability to be able to change plans. Mm-hmm. You know, through our expertise in the business, we know that you can change plans through different eligibility periods, special enrollment periods to be able to change a plan. We're coming into one beginning January 1st until March 31st that, you know, know, we educate folks as we go out there. You know, people will tell me all year long when I'm meeting with them, oh, I didn't know that I could switch my plan during that period, because we can't market that. Like, I can't market to an individual that, hey, we can switch your plan, you know, and talk about plan-specific benefits. But through our educational process and some of the different places that we're speaking and seminars that we're giving, you know, we're able to educate folks that, hey, listen, in a changing need or, you know, just having something maybe in your plan that's missing that you thought would be there this year, we can change your plan through these different enrollment privileges.
So let me give you their phone number, and I'm going to give you the website, too, in case you're driving. If you're driving, it's claritygroupny.com, all right? Claritygroupny.com. If you have a pen, 716-393-3437, 393-3437. You're going to talk to Donna. And no matter where you are, she can direct you to your closest office. They're open year-round. Amherst, Depew, Blaisdell, Batavia, West Seneca. These folks are in the office all year. So as Brian says, you may have, of course, they're open and available to any of your questions. But yeah, there's another type of open enrollment period that starts January 1st. And all of a sudden, now you may find where that's going to be necessary for you. Call Karen, call Brian, call Lisa, call Sally, and all of their wonderful agents who understand all this as we don't, as consumers. It's weird that we have this choice, and yet as just citizens in this country, we need you to help us make an educated choice, because Medicare is a very complicated thing. But luckily, you're here for us and you work for us absolutely free of charge.
Yeah, we can help identify a special enrollment period just spending a minute with you on the phone. And if you're somebody who has a chronic special need, like even, you know, like diabetes or heart failure or cardiovascular disorder, you know, let us know, because there's a plan or two out there that you would be eligible to enroll in.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have that special enrollment period to make a plan change into a plan like that, that would give you, you know, maybe additional benefits or a customer care team that would, you know, help you guide you through the year. And also there's the Medicare Savings Program. So we help people qualify for the Medicare Savings Program. If your income is at a certain level and you feel comfortable telling us, we can help you apply for that. And that would help pay for your Part B that comes out of your Social Security,
which is going up for January 1st. It should have gotten notice from Social Security. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't, please open your mail, but or take a look at your email. But that's going from 174.70 up to 185. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would say if you don't know if you qualify for that program, because 300,000 New Yorkers
mm-hmm.
Don't know, you know, you want to reach out to us for sure.
Folks, when I speak with Clarity Group, we do these segments, and you can see where we're just really touching the top of the iceberg, okay? This is why if you're ever handed, I would say, in my case, if you're handed a clipboard in the doctor's office and they have information about changing, it's not enough time to do yourself the justice that and the time it takes to really get into Medicare and to understand what's best for you. Let Clarity Group help you with that, and only Clarity Group. Give them a call at 393-3437 today. And remember, you heard them here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS Shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
From the WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Zach Penke. Here's what's happening. West New York got to experience its first widespread snowfall of the season. Bob Hamilton at the National Weather Service tells WBEN most areas only saw around 1 to 2 inches of snow.
Everywhere from over in Hamilton all the way over to Syracuse. I mean, this was a general snowfall. Again, nothing, you know, worth noting other than a few inches at coated area roadways. We've certainly been prepped for bigger storms earlier in the season, so this was really nothing to worry about.
The temperatures for the rest of the weekend will sit in the teens, so for anyone venturing out to Highmark Stadium for the Bills game tomorrow, be sure to have a couple extra layers of clothing on. The Senate has rushed through final passage of a bipartisan plan to fund federal operations and prevent a government shutdown. Now goes President Joe Biden, who is expected to quickly sign it into law. The House passed the package late Friday in an overwhelming vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pushed into the night to finish early this morning, just after the midnight deadline. From the WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Zach Penke.
At the opening of today's show, I talked about the movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. It's about a person who aged in reverse. That is, he became younger as time went on. Since the beginning of time, mankind has searched for the key to obtaining eternal youth. I have more than 70 years experience in the field of fitness, and I have learned many lifestyle habits that will minimize the effects of aging. And I'm not the only one. Being in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, I joined some real fitness pioneers, one of them being Jack LaLanne, who I think everybody listening to this show knows. The other was a fellow by the name of Bernard McFadden, which I'm sure most people don't know. McFadden constantly proved that age is just a number. For example, when he was approaching age 90, he performed physical feats such as skydiving out of an airplane and often showing his incredible athletic ability by jumping over the nets on various tennis courts. A little known fact is that McFadden wrote several papers on the subject of age reversal, and I was fortunate enough to actually obtain these very rare papers. Utilizing my own personal life experience and the information that I've gathered from the McFadden papers, I'm now about to start our own series on age reversal.
If you're interested in the Mr. Fitness Age Reversal series, you'll find out more on upcoming episodes of Senior Radio Buffalo, as well as upcoming video presentations and live events made possible by Erie County Senior Services. For more information, call 716-858-8526. That's 858-8526.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hey, everybody, still happy holidays. We're getting ready for New Year's right around the corner. And let me remind you, New Year, Senior Radio is on at a new time. Be listening to us here on WBEN at 12 noon. We're very, very excited. We just love that. New Year, new time. This way, you won't miss us. You'll hear Dominic Cortese for 2 hours. And then Senior Radio will be right up at 12 noon on Saturdays here on WBEN. Did you know that hot water and cold water sound different when being poured? Heat makes the water thinner and has a lower sound than thicker cold water, which makes a slightly higher pitched sound. So listen next time you make a hot tea or an iced tea. Hey, listen, folks, at this time of year, we're certainly celebrating with family. Family that's coming in from out of town, family you may not have seen for a while. If this includes people who are over 65, maybe it is your parents. You may be noticing that we're having conversations now about keeping them well and the future. It all should be positive, and it can be when you involve Roxanne Sorensen in that conversation. Roxanne is with Elder Care Solutions. Why wait for an emergency with your health care? Roxanne Sorensen is having someone in the business who understands the red tape, who understands the services that you might need, and can get you to those services as quickly as possible. Roxanne, welcome and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Linda. Thank you for having me.
Roxanne, it's an important time of year because you might think that your parents have a will, so everything is in place, but let's keep them healthy before we get to that point. And if they were to have an emergency, what do we do? A lot of people say, well, I guess we call 911 and we get them to the hospital. That may just be the beginning of some decisions that you have to make. And if you have not spoken to that loved one about what they hope for themselves and about what you would like to provide for them, the reality and the hope becomes two different things.
Agreed. And, you know, I like to think of it as a puzzle. The will is great, but the will only happens at death. So we have a lot of living to do prior to death. And if you don't have all of your wishes known, you know, your power of attorney, your health care proxy, you know, do you understand what it's like to bring services in the home, what the costs are, what a facility may cost? You know, we all say, I'm never going to a nursing home. Well, honestly, that's a very bad promise to say to a loved one, because you can't guarantee that in today's world. Mm-hmm. You know, it isn't back when, you know, my great-grandmother took care of her mother because everyone stayed home and took care of one another. Children are scattered. You know, they have jobs all over the world and children that they're doing sports with. So the likelihood of being able to maintain someone at home is 10 times harder than it's ever been. And there's a staffing shortage. So you need to have conversations with your loved one about what your desires are, and then ask, how do you meet those desires? You know, if I want to stay in my home in Snyder and I have every entrance has stairs, how am I going to manage that as I get older with a spinal injury? And I look at myself going, I can't live here. This isn't going to work when I get older. And I've already at this age, and I'm in my 50s, and I've had this conversation with my young adult children, and they look at me like, okay, Mom, like, it's no big deal right now. But it is a big deal. These are things we have to start thinking at a younger age and having those conversations, because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring.
And, you know, Roxanne, there's a lot of different choices. It's not just A and B. There's nursing care, but there's also assisted living. And there's
hundreds of choices.
There's a lot of different things that your loved one may be perfect for, but unless you start and have that conversation. Now, it just might be that if people set up the appointment with you, your loved one is more honest with you than they will be than comfortable talking to their own child, right?
Typically, because I'm not related. Mm-hmm. I have no vested emotional interest. So they can tell me, you know, my daughter's driving me crazy and she wants me to move and I don't want this. And they'll give me their opinion and then what they want. And then our goal is try to match it for everybody. But the most important person is that individual. Like, what is their wishes, as long as they're safe? And we have to also look at the affordability. Sometimes what our wants are unrealistic, right? So how do we find that middle ground where that person still can be happy? And a lot of times I'll hear, oh, my mother would never survive mm-hmm. at an apartment complex or a retirement community or an assisted living. And I will tell you, people thrive, because sitting in your home, staring at the same four walls with not a lot of interaction from anybody decreases your body function, your cognitive function. You have a higher rate of becoming confused. If you're in a facility, and it's a very broad word, facility, mm-hmm. you might be more stimulated, more busy, more active. And, you know, your family would be surprised at how well you can do and thriving in that environment.
You know, Roxanne, this happened in my own family. On AM Buffalo, we had someone who was coming in to talk about a new healthcare center where it was graduated. You had your own apartment, and then if you needed assisted living, and then if you, you know, the whole thing. And yep. I thought, oh, this is going to be so great for my mother-in-law and my father-in-law. And at the time, my sisters-in-laws, I brought this up and they were like, oh, no. She's going to hate this, right? I mean, don't even do it. And they were having an open house, and I did tell them. And they went to the open house. They were the first people to sign up.
That is awesome.
Because they were living in a big four-bedroom home with a big staircase that wasn't working for them. She used to do ceramics. She couldn't go down to the basement anymore. You can be stuck in a house. You're a prisoner in your own home. They went to this wonderful facility. They had a beautiful two-bedroom apartment with a fireplace. They had their meals made for them. They had entertainment. If you didn't come out of the room in a certain amount of hours, you know, someone would come up and check on you. They had people coming in to clean for you.
That's awesome.
I would say it was it probably gave my mother-in-law another 3 years of great living before she declined.
It would
have
been the opposite.
Right.
She had stayed home.
Right. And you know what? As she started to decline, and she did that before my father-in-law, she then went into the next stage, and he could go and visit her without anybody having to take him because it was connected, the buildings.
It was perfect.
It was a wonderful experience, and she finally passed away there. But it was a quality of life. Yes, and they loved it. They loved having shrimp every night as an appetizer. It was brought to them. They loved it. You don't know, folks. Don't assume you know for your parents because you're freeing them from, I can't go down the driveway. I can't, you know, what if the boiler goes off and this and that. Sometimes decisions are wonderful, but if you don't have the conversation, you'll never know. You'll just never know.
Agreed.
Let them make that decision. And then down the road, other decisions become easier because you've already opened that door.
Agreed. And, you know, the decision you make today doesn't mean you can't change the decision in 6 weeks or 6 months. Like, you're not trapped. It's not like you sign on the line and that's for life. Life evolves, so you have to evolve with it, and those situations will change also, and you have to be open to it. I just met a lovely lady, and she has a big house. She's like, I can't do this anymore, and I want to move to an apartment. So we gave her all kinds of options, and she was like a young kid, like getting her first place and saying, oh, what can I pack, and can I take this? And it's rare that I see someone like that who wants and is it proactive in doing this. It's usually the children are fighting them and taking them, kicking and screaming. So it was refreshing to see she was in charge of her destiny at this point and the excitement on her face. And she's like, I don't want to cook anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to clean for me. That's fantastic. They'll help me with laundry. Wonderful. Like, she was super excited, like a kid going off to college.
Absolutely. You're meeting more people all the time. And then you have a vested interest in your health and feeling good because you want to make that next field trip. You know, you want to be down with the girlfriends playing cards or whatever it is. And then it changes those years. And then you can have other decisions and other choices about, you know, when the services become more important, you can, like I say, you now know what's available for you and what you can do. You would not know this. If you want to bury your head and say, nothing will ever happen, I'll just cross that bridge when I get there, you're not going to like the bridge because you're not. You may not have the opportunities that you think you're going to have when you get to that point.
And Linda, the word you use is so important, choices.
Mm-hmm.
You have choices. And if you, like you said, you keep your head in the sand, you know, those choices are going to go away. At least you get to make that decision. And you know, sometimes it's interesting. The senior or older adult wants to have these conversations, and the children are the ones who are like, no, no, Mom, I don't want to hear it.
Right.
And they stop the conversation, which is so bad. It's a disadvantage for all. Why would you want to bury your head in the sand? Your parent or loved one is trying to have the next step so that everyone's prepared.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense to be foolish and say, oh, no, we don't have to worry about those things because, well, we're living into our hundreds. We have to have these conversations.
We do. We do. And you'll be surprised what you learn about your loved ones as well.
Agreed.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Right? You learn a lot about what they want and the way that they want to maneuver forward and the way they want, you know, their life to be. And again, it's the choices and it's control of your own destiny. Hopefully, we've got Mom and Dad listening to this show saying, I got to talk to this girl because I want to put these things in place so I can, I know what my next steps will be. I know what my options are because I certainly don't know now. And you're going to leave it to strangers when that time comes. You don't have to do that. Roxanne Sorensen and Elder Care Solutions, she becomes your expert care manager. You now have a friend in the business who understands places, who understands what Mom and Dad qualify for. You're not going to be told at the last minute, no, you can't do that. Sorry. What you the place that you'd like to put them in, sorry, they don't qualify for that, or that's not what they do there. You don't want to be told that at the 11th hour. You want every hour of your loved one's life to be viable and to be happy and to be fulfilled. And Roxanne can help make that happen for you with some planning ahead of time. When she understands what it is that you're looking for, that you want, what you're going to need, Roxanne can pave the way to make that happen for you, as you can't being an outsider. Roxanne Sorensen, Elder Care Solutions, 716-823-1476. 823-1476. Call her today and say, hey, I heard you on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS Shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS Shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hello, everybody. Senior Radio here now at our new time at noon on WBEN and always on the Odyssey app. Hey, this is kind of interesting. Competitive art used to be an Olympic sport. Yeah, between 1912 and 1948, the international sporting events awarded medals for music, painting, sculpture, and architecture. Isn't that interesting? Because, you know, it's 1948 isn't that far away. But I think they should put that back in. I think that would be far more entertaining than some of the sports that they were trying out, which I don't care to see anymore. Thank you. Right. I mean, did you kind of go, the last Olympics? Like, what is this?
What's going on?
I'd much rather see music, painting, sculpture, and architecture. And yes, my guests in studio are the wonderful guys from the Stamm Law Firm, Brian and Brad, because let me tell you, they represent a whole lot of wonderful people over at both their offices. They help me with my legal information and my will, and they're going to help you too, because folks, in this new year, you might be putting a hand down on the dashboard saying, this is the year I'm going to take care of that. You should. You'll sleep better. The laws have changed. You need to protect yourself, your assets. Make sure things are down on paper. And you know what? There's a lot of information that they'll explain to you that maybe something like a trust is better than what you're thinking as far as a will. Well, the guys are here, and we're going to be talking about trusts and basic documents that they'll be going over with you once you go in and you sit down with them. So, guys, Happy New Year. Great to have you here.
Happy New Year,
because
Linda.
Because you help so many people here in Western New York. So many people rely on you because you really, really get us through the weeds when it comes to helping to protect ourselves and our assets.
Thanks, Linda. Happy New Year to you and the rest of the listeners. One of our proudest things that we do, when people leave our office, they just literally look at us and say, I can't believe how easy that was, or how you guys made it easy, or you explained it so well. Because you go in, it just spins in your head, all this information, and you're hearing things from other people and friends and family, which sometimes isn't always correct. And we just sit there and talk, and we develop the plan. And it takes maybe one meeting, maybe two. Then you come back in. But people leave and just... they're relieved.
Yes.
And like you said, if this is the year, make it this year.
This is the year.
Because when people leave, they literally, we get hugs, some cry, and just say, oh, it's, I did it. I finally did it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, what a great feeling.
I sent flowers because I felt so good about it. It helped me, you know what I mean? It helped me and my husband. We look at each other and say, we're okay. We're good. We have a son. He has got a wife. We're hoping for grandkids. You know, we're average in Western New York. You have a house. Where is all this going to go? I want to stay in control of this.
Yeah. And control, big issue.
And that's, and folks, if you're like me, you don't think you've got a lot. You do. You do have a lot. And you still want control over what you have.
Absolutely. And Linda, I know that the listeners can't see your face, but you have this big smile on your face, which tells us everything about why you're so happy. It's awesome. And yes, Happy New Year to everybody. And I say, hey, it's a new year. Let's plan.
Let's do it.
If you don't plan, you're not ready, right? And why wouldn't you do it? You plan everything else in your life. You know, one of the commercials we have on the radio says, listen, planning for a wedding, you're planning for retirement, you're planning for this, planning for a move, you know, changing houses. Why wouldn't you plan this?
Planning makes you happy.
Why wouldn't you plan this?
Don't run from it.
Right.
Planning makes you happy. It's what you're running from is why you don't want to do it. But trust me, when this is done, you're going to, first of all, enjoy the process more than you think. And then when it's done, you're just going to go, this is so great.
In today's world, protecting your assets is a huge thing. I mean, there's so many things going on between, you know, taxes and all these other things you pay. Why don't you want to protect your assets? Not only for your future, your kids or your grandkids, but for yourself.
Absolutely.
For yourself. You know, why wouldn't you want to plan that? Because, and the problem is, you put your head in the sand. What happens is, you don't understand what's going on, and things can, I don't mean taken away from you, I mean, you'll end up spending all of your money saying, why didn't I think of an alternative?
Right, I didn't know.
And Linda, there's so many alternatives.
Oh my gosh. Folks, just imagine 1,000 people with their hands in your pocket. Well, that's what will happen. Believe me, what you have will dwindle down. And a lot of it is time wasted and money spent because, A, you didn't know. And we'll just stop with A. If you don't know, ignorance can hurt you. Stam Law Firm, write it down, 716-631-5767. This is going to be the year of being educated and enlightened. And when you're enlightened, you make better decisions. You're going to feel better about it. You're going to be in control. You're going to know. So, folks, if you just met with your family, let's say, and you're saying, hey, we do have to make some decisions. Yeah, things are changing. This is a great time to give them a call, go in, start talking about these things. Stam Law Firm, 716-631-5767. You may have found that things have changed since you've all gotten together as a family.
Well, and not only that, it's also looking to the future. Everybody knows what we call the five-year look back. Everybody comes in and says, well, I heard about the five years. First, they're not even sure what it means. They just know it's a term.
Right.
But 5 years is what when I go into the nursing home, they look back for the last 5 years of everything I've done with my money, any dollar spent. So for 5 years, you have to be prepared in advance. And there's ways for us to prepare you, like Brad said, plan in advance. Don't think that you're losing all your control of your assets, or you have no assets left, and why am I giving it to my kids? There's ways to not only protect what you have, you still have spending money to feel comfortable, but you know that if you end up in a place like a nursing home, which nobody ever plans on it, at least your assets are protected for your kids and your grandkids.
And with today's families, we have blended families, we have ex-families. What about ex-stepkids and, you know?
Oh, there's all the ins and outs.
You need to protect yourself.
Not only that, if you don't plan, Linda, all of these things that you're talking about, stepkids and various different, and you know, second marriages with their own children, it'd be a total mess.
Oh, gosh.
Not only would it be a mess, but it'll be a mess in court.
Yes.
Which is even makes it more of a mess.
Right.
Because now you've got lawyers and you've got litigation. You've got enormous fees. You can all avoid this.
You can avoid it all, folks. And that's what we're here. That's what Senior Radio does. We're here to explain to you. You've got more options than you'll ever know. You've got choice and you've got control. But you got to make the move, okay? Do what I did. Give the Stamm Law Firm a call and sit down and explain your situation. And then they can help you. You know what? Your commercial is so effective when you say, hey, you know what a nursing home will cost you? Oh. Who can afford that? Nobody can. That's who. That stays with me every single time I hear that line.
Well, it's truth. Just think. And people are living longer, period. Start with that.
Yep.
And if you, unfortunately, can't care for yourself and your children can't care, you have an issue that requires care in a facility, you live long enough, your money's gone. It's just gone.
You know what? We mentioned you guys when we were doing our last segment with Roxanne Sorensen from Elder Care Solutions how she'll sit down if you are that client's attorneys. You'll sit down with her, and then you can make this big picture as far as what your plans are, and am I protected if I do this, and here's what I'd like to do. Nobody works in a vacuum, and you guys are the same way. You'll work with other people's experts, so everybody is on the same page.
Well, and Roxanne's a wonderful example. Mm-hmm. We work a ton with her, and she with us. Brad mentioned last time we were in about financial planners.
Yes.
We talked to financial planners and accountants because Brad was given an example of there might be times where it's better to cash in a 401k or an IRA, pay the tax, but you're saving money from the nursing home for years down the road. There's so many different ins and outs. Like what you're talking about sometimes are the people that have them planned and they're going to see Roxanne because they need placement and how do we save the money? How about this? Let's beat them to the punch and plan now.
I love it.
That way there's no scramble and franticness because we didn't plan.
We can be intelligent, and we can look into the crystal ball, and we can make those decisions now. We don't have to put our head in the sand. And folks, if you do nothing, you'll put your head in the sand, and believe me, much of your assets will be taken away from you without your consent. It's just what happens as the legal process starts to work its way through probate and things like this. Doesn't have to happen. Guys, we're going to wrap up this segment because I'm almost done. I want to give people your phone number again. Do what I do. Call the Stamm Law Firm. Two offices, Williamsville and Clarence, 716-631-5767. Believe me, they'll be your best friends in life as you move through this. It's important. 716-631-5767. Heard exclusively on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS Shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
This program was paid for by Senior Radio.
WBEN.
Dry eyes still feel gritty, rough, or tired? With Mibo, eyes can feel.
Mibo, oh yeah.
Mibo, perfluorohexyloctane ophthalmic solution, is used to treat the signs and symptoms of dry eye disease. It's the only prescription dry eye drop that forms a protective layer for the number one cause of dry eye, too much tear evaporation. So eyes can find relief that's Remove contact lenses before using Mibo. Wait at least 30 minutes before putting them back in. Eye redness and blurred vision may occur. For more info, talk to your eye doctor. Call 1-844-MIBO-YEAH or visit Mibo.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.